Between Egypt and Mesopotamia, there is a land of deep valleys and rich pastures. There, for thousands of years, herdsmen tended their flocks. They planted vines and cereals, and in the evenings they sang songs, as country people do. But because it lay between those two countries, first it would be conquered and ruled by the Egyptians, and then the Babylonians would invade, so that the people who lived there were constantly being driven from one place to another. They built themselves towns and fortresses to no avail. They were still not strong enough to resist the mighty armies of their neighbours. "That's all very sad, but I can't see what it has to do with history," you say, "for the same thing must have happened to thousands of small tribes." And you're right. But there was something special about this one, because, small and defenceless though they were, they didn't just become part of history, they made history. And by that I mean they shaped the course of all history to come. And this special something was their religion.